After We Fell by Anna Todd has captivated millions of readers worldwide, becoming a cultural phenomenon that spawned a successful film franchise and catapulted its author to international fame. Originally written as Harry Styles fan fiction on Wattpad, this third installment in the After series continues to explore the passionate yet tumultuous relationship between Hardin Scott and Tessa Young. With over 10 million copies sold globally and a devoted fan base, including celebrities like Selena Gomez, the series has redefined new adult fiction by blending raw emotion with complex character development. Let's dive into this emotional whirlwind that continues to resonate with readers years after its publication. The novel opens with a shocking reunion as Tessa's estranged father, Richard, suddenly reappears in her life after 9 years of absence. Dirty, haggard, and clearly struggling with addiction, he represents everything Tessa has tried to leave behind: the poverty, instability, and emotional trauma of her childhood. His unexpected arrival at their doorstep, wearing tattered clothes and sporting fresh track marks on his arms, serves as a visceral reminder of the life she escaped. Hardin, ever protective and attuned to threats against Tessa's well-being, immediately recognizes the danger Richard poses, warning her that he's a homeless drunk who will only hurt her. Despite Hardin's vehement objections and her own misgivings, Tessa's deep-seated longing for paternal connection leads her to invite her father to stay with them. This unexpected family reunion sets the tone for the entire novel, highlighting how the past constantly intrudes on Tessa and Hardin's attempts to build a future together. Their relationship, already complicated by their own emotional demons and trust issues, now faces external pressures from all directions. Tessa finds herself caught in an impossible position between her desire to help her father and Hardin's legitimate concerns about Richard's intentions. Each time Richard makes a promise to change, Tessa's hope rises, only to be crushed when he disappears for days or steals money for drugs. Meanwhile, Hardin's own family drama intensifies as he navigates his complex relationship with his father, Ken, who abandoned him during his formative years, leaving deep psychological scars that continue to affect his ability to form healthy relationships. The parallel father-child relationships create a fascinating symmetry throughout the narrative, with both protagonists grappling with similar yet distinct paternal wounds. Both Tessa and Hardin struggle with the fundamental question of forgiveness. Can they reconcile with parents who failed them so profoundly? Their approaches differ dramatically. Tessa maintains a desperate optimism about Richard's potential for redemption, while Hardin remains cynical and defensive about any possibility of reconciliation with Ken. As Tessa pointedly tells Hardin during one of their heated arguments, "Just because you can't forgive your father doesn't mean I can't try with mine." This tension between forgiveness and self-protection becomes a central theme, forcing both characters to confront painful truths about their upbringings and how these experiences have shaped their ability to trust and love. The presence of both fathers creates a complex web of emotional triggers and confrontations. Richard's sporadic attempts at fatherhood, showing up unannounced, making grand promises, then disappearing again, mirror the pattern of abandonment that both Tessa and Hardin experienced in their childhoods. Their struggles with these relationships reveal deeper questions about the cycle of generational trauma and the possibility of breaking free from destructive family patterns. This central conflict driving the plot revolves around Tessa's job opportunity in Seattle and Hardin's reluctance to follow her there. This geographic tension represents their broader relationship struggles: Tessa's desire for independence and growth versus Hardin's fear of change and abandonment. When Tessa announces her plans to move, Hardin gives her an ultimatum: "You have to choose, me or Seattle." Rather than supporting Tessa's career aspirations, Hardin actively sabotages her apartment search by telling the Seattle landlord she's an undesirable tenant who trashes apartments and doesn't pay rent. This betrayal epitomizes Hardin's destructive pattern. When faced with losing control, he lashes out in ways that undermine Tessa's autonomy. As she rightly accuses him, "I'm sick of you sabotaging everything in my life that doesn't revolve around you." The Seattle-England dichotomy represents two possible futures: one where Tessa pursues her professional dreams with or without Hardin, and another where she abandons her ambitions to follow Hardin's plans. This struggle manifests physically in their living arrangements. Tessa in Kimberly and Christian's Seattle home, Harden in their old apartment, creating a literal distance that mirrors their emotional separation. What makes this conflict so compelling is that neither option is presented as entirely right or wrong. Tessa's desire for independence is healthy and necessary for her growth, yet her love for Harden is genuine and profound. Similarly, while Harden's methods are problematic, his fear of losing Tessa stems from real emotional trauma and attachment. As Christian Vance astutely observes to Harden, you'd have to be insane to think she'd choose Seattle over you, but you'd have to be equally insane to think she'd give up her dreams for someone who refuses to compromise. Trust, or the lack thereof, forms the foundation of Harden and Tessa's recurring problems. Harden's pathological jealousy manifests throughout the novel, particularly regarding Zed, Trevor, and even Robert, a waiter they meet during a family trip. His possessiveness reaches new heights when he has a nightmare about Tessa with Zed, which haunts him so severely that he pulls away from her physically, unable to separate his fears from reality. Tessa, meanwhile, struggles to fully trust Harden after his previous betrayals and his continued pattern of withholding information. When she discovers he's destroyed the love letter he once wrote her, one of the few tangible expressions of his feelings, she's devastated. I begin to weep, wondering how much more heartbreak I can endure. The novel explores how jealousy functions as both a symptom and cause of relationship dysfunction. Harden's jealousy drives him to manipulate situations, like when he deliberately tries to make Tessa jealous by spending time with Lillian, though she turns out to be gay. Tessa, too, experiences jealousy when she suspects Harden might be attracted to other women, revealing that even she isn't immune to insecurity, despite her generally more balanced approach to the relationship. What's particularly insightful about Todd's portrayal is how she connects these trust issues to childhood wounds. Harden's abandonment by his father and the trauma he witnessed as a child have left him fundamentally unable to believe in permanence or security. Similarly, Tessa's experience with her unreliable father and controlling mother has shaped her tendency to take responsibility for others' emotions while doubting her own worth. As Richard pointedly observes to Harden, "When you find someone who tolerates your behavior, you don't have to be so angry anymore," suggesting that Tessa's patience with Harden's behavior may actually enable his worst tendencies rather than healing them. Trauma casts a long shadow over both protagonists, influencing their choices and reactions throughout the novel. Harden's nightmares about his childhood continue to plague him, and he still struggles with alcohol as a coping mechanism. When confronted with stress, like discovering his mother with Christian Vance, he immediately reverts to violent outbursts and cruel words. Tessa faces new trauma when Steph and Dan drug her at what was supposed to be her going-away party, planning to sexually assault her on camera as revenge. Though Zed rescues her before the worst can happen, this violation leaves her shaken and vulnerable. The incident highlights how Tessa's association with Harden has exposed her to a dangerous social circle. Yet, paradoxically, it's Harden who provides comfort in the aftermath. The novel doesn't offer easy solutions to healing from trauma. Instead, it portrays recovery as messy and nonlinear. Harden begins seeing a kickboxing trainer to channel his aggression and makes efforts to control his drinking. Tessa tries to establish boundaries while maintaining her connection to Harden. Both characters take small steps toward healthier coping mechanisms, though they frequently backslide into destructive patterns. What's particularly poignant is how Harden and Tessa recognize their dysfunction yet struggle to break free from it. As Tessa tells Harden during one argument, "You're broken, Harden, and I can't fix you." This realization marks an important shift in their dynamic, acknowledging that love alone cannot heal deep psychological wounds. Yet despite this awareness, their powerful connection keeps pulling them back together, creating a realistic portrayal of how difficult it can be to leave toxic relationship patterns behind. The novel features numerous explicit sexual encounters between Harden and Tessa, but these scenes serve a narrative purpose beyond mere titillation. Sex functions as a form of communication when words fail them, a way to express vulnerability, assert control, or reconnect after conflict. Their physical relationship often reveals truths about their emotional state that they cannot or will not verbalize, becoming a complex language of intimacy and power dynamics. After discovering his mother's betrayal with Christian Vance, Harden is unable to process his emotions verbally. Instead, he expresses his need for connection through an intense sexual encounter with Tessa in the shower. "I lose myself in Tessa's body, using our physical connection to push away the chaos in my mind." In these moments, their physical intimacy provides temporary healing and escape from their problems. The shower scene particularly emphasizes their raw emotional state, the water washing away their defenses as they find solace in each other's arms. The evolution of their sexual relationship mirrors their personal growth and emotional development. Early in their relationship, Harden maintained complete control during intimate moments, reflecting his need to dominate and protect himself from vulnerability. His preference for specific positions and reluctance to let Tessa take the lead demonstrated his broader control issues. As the story progresses, Tessa becomes more assertive about her desires, even initiating encounters and guiding their interactions. This shift parallels her growing confidence and agency in other aspects of their relationship, from her career choices to her ability to stand up to Harden's manipulative behaviors. Todd masterfully uses their physical relationship to highlight their communication problems and deeper psychological issues. When Harden enters Tessa without protection and then abruptly pulls away, accusing her of trying to get pregnant to trap him into moving to Seattle, the moment encapsulates their fundamental issue, jumping to the worst conclusions rather than having honest conversations about their fears and desires. This scene becomes a powerful metaphor for their relationship's larger problems, trust issues, fear of abandonment, and the tendency to sabotage intimacy when it becomes too threatening. Their sexual encounters also serve as turning points in the narrative. The first time they make love marks Tessa's departure from her carefully planned life and good girl identity. Their reconciliation sex after major fights often signals temporary peace but masks unresolved issues. The pattern of using physical intimacy as a band-aid for deeper problems becomes increasingly apparent as the story progresses, highlighting how their reliance on sexual connection sometimes prevents them from addressing their fundamental relationship challenges. Through these intimate scenes, Todd explores themes of power, vulnerability, and emotional growth, showing how physical intimacy can both heal and harm when used as a substitute for genuine communication and emotional honesty. One of the novel's most profound themes is how family patterns repeat across generations unless consciously broken. The parallel between Harden and Tess's relationship and her parents' dysfunctional marriage becomes increasingly apparent through a series of revelations and confrontations. Carol's experiences serve as a haunting preview of what Tess's future might hold, leading to her explicit warning. "Every woman hopes to reform her man, but that's false hope. I don't want you going down the same path." This warning carries extra weight because Carol speaks from decades of firsthand experience with a man who, like Harden, showed early signs of volatility and resistance to change. Richard's conversation with Harden proves particularly illuminating, as he describes his relationship with Carol in terms that mirror Harden and Tess's dynamic with unsettling precision. He reveals how Carol was once remarkably similar to Tessa, driven, optimistic, and determined to see the best in others, before years of disappointment and unfulfilled promises gradually transformed her into someone harder and more cynical. The revelation that Richard and Carol were never legally married because he didn't want it serves as a chilling parallel to Harden's own resistance to marriage with Tessa, highlighting how patterns of commitment avoidance can echo through generations. The exploration of family legacy deepens significantly with the introduction of Harden's paternity crisis. The possibility that Christian Vance might be his biological father, first hinted at when Sasha makes a loaded comment about treating his father with respect, forces Harden to reevaluate everything he thought he knew about himself. This revelation raises complex questions about nature versus nurture, Are his anger issues and self-destructive tendencies inherited from his biological father, learned from his legal father, or shaped by his tumultuous upbringing? The uncertainty surrounding his parentage adds another layer to his struggle with identity and self-worth. Throughout the story, both protagonists grapple with their family histories in different ways. Tessa actively fights against becoming her mother, consciously examining her choices and refusing to accept that her relationship is destined to follow the same path. Harden, meanwhile, battles his inner demons while trying to understand which parts of himself he can change and which might be ingrained in his DNA. Their awareness of these generational patterns becomes their strongest tool for potential change, a stark contrast to their parents who seem to stumble blindly into their dysfunctional dynamics. The novel resists providing simple solutions to breaking these cycles, instead suggesting that awareness and active choice are crucial first steps. When Tessa declares to her mother that Harden has changed himself, becoming a better version of who he is, she's not just defending him, she's asserting their ability to write a different ending to their story. The question of whether conscious awareness and deliberate effort can overcome deeply ingrained family patterns remains central to the narrative, leaving readers to contemplate whether understanding our parents' mistakes is enough to prevent us from repeating them. Throughout the novel, Tessa struggles to maintain her independence while deeply loving Harden. Her move to Seattle represents more than a career opportunity. It's a chance to develop her identity separate from their all-consuming relationship. As she explains to Harden, "I need to be able to think for myself. We should be partners, equals." This declaration comes after months of sacrificing her own ambitions and desires to maintain their volatile connection, highlighting the toll that codependence has taken on her personal growth. Harden's perspective on their relationship reveals deeply rooted issues with attachment and control. His repeated insistence that Tessa is mine reveals his fundamental misunderstanding of healthy love, stemming from his traumatic childhood and witnessing toxic relationships. When he cruelly tells her during an argument, "I only come after you so I can fuck you, and you always let me," he reduces their connection to physical ownership rather than mutual respect. These moments of cruelty often emerge when he feels most vulnerable to losing her, showcasing how fear drives his controlling behavior. Their attempts at compromise, weekend visits, daily phone calls, shared calendars, highlight the difficulty of finding balance between togetherness and autonomy. Each attempt reveals new challenges. Tessa feels guilty for pursuing her career, while Harden's jealousy intensifies with distance. The novel presents this struggle not as a problem to be solved once and for all, but as an ongoing negotiation that all couples must navigate. As Lillian wisely observes to Harden, there's a big difference between not being able to live without someone and loving them, a distinction that Harden must learn to understand if their relationship is to survive. What makes this theme particularly resonant is how it connects to both characters' development. Tessa's journey from sheltered, rule-following daughter to independent young woman requires her to establish boundaries and make choices based on her own desires rather than others' expectations. Her evolution is marked by small acts of defiance, choosing her own apartment, making new friends, and eventually standing firm on her career decisions despite opposition. Harden's growth depends on learning that love means supporting someone's dreams rather than controlling their choices, a lesson that challenges his deep-seated abandonment issues and forces him to confront his own toxic behaviors. Their struggle to find this balance drives much of the novel's emotional tension, reflected in recurring patterns of conflict and reconciliation. Each step toward healthy independence threatens their established dynamic, forcing both characters to question whether their love can evolve beyond its codependent roots. Through therapy sessions, heated arguments, and moments of tender understanding, they gradually learn that true partnership requires both parties to maintain their individual identities while building a shared life. At its heart, After We Fell explores the complex question of whether people can truly change and whether past mistakes can ever be fully overcome. Harden's journey toward becoming a better man is fraught with setbacks, moments of violence, jealousy, and manipulation that suggest his fundamental nature remains unchanged. his explosive reactions to perceived threats, his possessive behavior toward Tessa, and his inability to fully trust others demonstrate how deeply ingrained his defensive patterns are. Yet there are also meaningful glimpses of growth. His unexpected care for Tessa's father despite his own dislike of the man, his conscious efforts to control his temper in triggering situations, and his increasingly frequent moments of genuine self-reflection. The novel presents redemption not as a simple destination, but as an ongoing process requiring constant effort and vigilance. When Hardin admits to his father, "I'm tired, Dad. I'm so fucking tired of being this way," he reveals a genuine desire to change that goes beyond simply wanting to keep Tessa in his life. This bone-deep exhaustion with his own destructive patterns represents a crucial first step toward authentic transformation. His subsequent actions, attending therapy sessions, practicing anger management techniques, and attempting to make amends for past wrongs, demonstrate a commitment to change that was absent in earlier books. Other characters offer contrasting perspectives on the possibility and nature of redemption. Natalie, whom Hardin hurt terribly in the past, has found happiness with her husband and soon-to-be-born child, demonstrating that recovery from trauma is possible and that victims can move beyond their pain to create fulfilling lives. Her story serves as both a reminder of Hardin's capacity for cruelty and a beacon of hope for healing. Richard, meanwhile, struggles with addiction despite his stated desire to reconnect with Tessa, showing how intention without consistent action leads nowhere. His repeated failures to maintain sobriety illustrate the difficulty of breaking deeply entrenched patterns of behavior. The novel leaves open the question of whether Hardin can ultimately redeem himself, refusing to provide easy answers. As Tessa tells him during their final confrontation, "I will always love you, but love alone isn't enough to sustain a healthy relationship, a reality both characters must face." Their relationship becomes a lens through which to examine the broader questions of forgiveness, growth, and the possibility of change. The cliffhanger ending, with Hardin potentially discovering that Christian Vance is his biological father, suggests that his journey toward understanding himself and breaking destructive patterns is far from complete. This revelation threatens to upend his entire sense of identity and potentially trigger old patterns of self-destruction, even as it offers the possibility of healing generational wounds. After We Fell presents a love story that defies easy categorization or judgment. Hardin and Tessa's relationship contains elements that are undeniably toxic: jealousy, control, and manipulation, yet also moments of profound connection, growth, and genuine care. This complexity makes their story both compelling and controversial, raising important questions about what constitutes healthy love. What distinguishes this novel from simple romanticization of dysfunction is its unflinching portrayal of consequences. Neither character emerges unscathed from their relationship patterns. Tessa loses friendships, strains family relationships, and compromises aspects of her identity. Hardin continues to battle his demons, often hurting those closest to him in the process. The novel doesn't present their passionate connection as compensation enough for these costs, instead inviting readers to grapple with the messy reality that love can be simultaneously transformative and damaging. As the third book in the series concludes with yet another cliffhanger, readers are left wondering whether Hardin and Tessa's love will ultimately prove redemptive or destructive. Can two deeply wounded people heal each other, or will they simply continue inflicting new injuries? The answer, the novel suggests, depends on their willingness to confront their patterns, communicate honestly, and sometimes put the other's needs before their own desires, the very definition of mature love that has thus far eluded them both. In this raw, unflinching portrayal of young love entangled with trauma, family dysfunction, and personal growth, Anna Todd has created a story that continues to resonate with readers precisely because it refuses to offer simple solutions to complex emotional problems. After We Fell reminds us that the most profound love stories aren't about perfect people finding each other, but about flawed individuals choosing, sometimes failing, sometimes succeeding, to become better versions of themselves for the sake of someone they cherish.